Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
So here's the big news. Middle Tennessee is going to sell alcohol to football games starting this weekend. A lot of our listeners are very excited about that. Rutherford County Mayor Bill Ketron joins us now, and he helped push this through. Mayor, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Good. So this, to me, just kind of popped up out of nowhere. How long have you been working on this?
When I was in the Senate, it took me 2 years to get it passed. But we finally got enough votes, and by getting enough votes, we had to allow Tennessee State to piggyback with us on the bill, because we needed some of the supporters of TSU to embrace the piece of legislation as well. And so now Middle Tennessee State and Tennessee State University will be able to sell beer and wine only, not distilled spirits.
When you heard opposition to it, what is the biggest thing that you heard? Why were people opposed to it?
Well, a lot of people who don't drink, or their Christian values don't like it. They don't think that it should be in an environment, kind of out of sight, out of mind. They walk past it in the parking lot, and they've been doing it for generations of tailgating. I gave statistics in the committee when I was trying to pass the bill this past spring, is that it shows that around the country that people binge drink right before kickoff.
Because they know they can't drink in the game.
Yeah, I mean, I think I've probably have seen that happen a time or two.
Yeah, and now we get money for it that goes back into the program that helps us get a better football player or basketball player, gives more money into the athletic program.
What's the estimated revenue amount, just maybe even a conservative estimate that anyone has come up with?
Well, with all the sports where we're going to be, baseball, basketball, it's be well over $1 million that will be coming in, which is always needed. They'll buy uniforms and travel and recruiting. I've been traveling with the team for several years. Florida Atlantic and Florida International both have been doing beer and wine sales for every time I would go down there. And, when you come in, you go up to a card table, and they've got a guy there, checks your ID, puts a bracelet on you, and you get 3 tabs. That's not saying your girlfriend can't get one. You drink all her tabs, and they tear off a tab every time you get a drink. And then they stop selling it like 5 minutes into the fourth quarter to keep people from binge drinking again at the end of the game. But, it's a great opportunity. People just sit back and relax. And teams that we interviewed all across the country that do serve it, there's not any instance, fights or anything else anymore than what there is when there's not alcohol present.
The number 3 drinks, I read the story, and it said, you get an armband, you can get it clicked 3 times. I guess you can buy 2 beers the first time, then or 2 drinks, then go back and buy another one. Was that a number? Was that compromised to get to that number, or was that just a number that you guys thought was fair as you looked at what other programs do?
Well, we just kind of piggybacked off what other programs are doing. Why reinvent the wheel when they've had success? And like Florida International, they've been doing it for several years, and they don't seem to have any problems with it, and the consumers don't have any problem with it.
Yeah, and we've seen, the SEC doesn't do it in general concourse areas. We've seen schools.
Wait and see, they will.
Yeah, that's where I was going. But we've seen schools, rope off an area and present that as, a VIP area.
Yeah, right.
And sell it there. But when do you think the SEC schools will say, there's so much money on the table, we're just leaving out.
Sure. I think the University of Tennessee is already, I think they've been studying it. They had members of the Student Union Council and everybody else studying it. So I think they'll make their recommendation. And so it's my opinion that you'll see a bill drop when the legislature reconvenes in January to allow SEC schools, to do that. You know, Vanderbilt doesn't need to do it.
Do you guys have an outside service planned who will do all the carding, all the serving to take some of the liability off of the school?
Sir. And that was part of the negotiations when I told members of the General Assembly that we would take away that liability, make the other third party who's going to do the serving. They have to do the inventory, report back to us, full accounting on how much money is, what the product is as it comes in, where, there's no dishonest, skimming off the top. We get to see the bill of lading when it comes in on the cases of wine or the cases of beer, and then we can calculate, come in the back door on that, calculate how much we sold.
Middle Tennessee selling alcohol to its football games, TSU as well. Rutherford County Mayor Bill Ketron with us.
Yeah, it's Ketron.
Ketron, sorry. Right. Sorry, Bill.
That's okay. Thank you.
Were they at middle? Because as you mentioned, and as Brent mentioned, there are places where you'd rope it off. Maybe you had people have the ability to buy it in their suites or a club level. Were they already doing that at middle at maybe basketball or football games?
All the suites in the press box. All the suites, everybody had alcohol. The president had it in his box.
Now, was it, though, he just had a stocked bar, or did you have the ability to buy a couple of beers if you were sitting in a suite?
No, it was stocked and it was free. And then, of course, whoever, paid $10,000 in a suite, they bought in and gave it to their friends. But now you'll be able to purchase it.
When you floated this out just to the first few people, you're like, hey, here's a chance to have a third party to handle the service and the carding and a lot of the liability, the potential revenue stream. What was the opposition percentage versus the, hey, this is a really good idea percentage? I'm just curious, in a smaller city like Murfreesboro.
Yeah, probably, 70% that I talked to loved it. 30%, no, but they probably don't drink anyway. They just don't think it's a good environment. For college kids, but if you're 21, you gotta be 21 and drink. You're a adult.
I mean, it makes sense to me, Mayor. Thank you very much for the time. We appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. Come on down and have one. All right.
Really funny. Ketron, Rutherford County Mayor Bill Ketron, pushing that bill through. Wow, saying UT's
come on
already
down and have one.
UT's already been studying this. He expects a bill in January.
I asked him the revenue amount, and he's talking about across all sports, $1 million. He said that would buy some uniforms. Hey, nobody's going to turn down $1 million. I mean, it's just not going to happen. People aren't going to in today's day and age. Where you look at college athletics or professional athletics, I always tell people.
I'm surprised it's taken this long.
I'm shocked that it has. Think of a NASCAR, and there's a sponsor on the hood, and then there's different size stickers and everything all over it. That is your favorite athletic program. Everything is for sale. Every first down is for sale. The standard where the basketball goal is, that's for sale. The net where the ball gets kicked into, that's for sale. Everything is for sale. The naming rights for the stadium, it's all for sale. Nobody's going to turn down $1 million. They're selling everything. Everything. Well, NBA has like businesses on their jerseys now. I mean, everything is for sale.
Middle had that area roped off where we did a broadcast before a basketball game, and they had that area roped off where they were serving beer.
And as he said, you pay him $10,000 for a suite, alumni. They're just stocking it in there. Mm-hmm. So that was just part of your deal. You weren't having to go buy it. This means that anybody can go to where they have the designated area. You just want to buy a couple of brews, you can buy them.
Derek Mason, Vanderbilt football coach, coming up. Let's check in with Melissa next up on 3HL. Hey, Melissa.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
I just had something to add. I'm an Oklahoma State graduate, and My parents are still season ticket holders, and what's new there this year is that they are for the first time selling beer in the stadium, but once you're in, you're not allowed to leave. Like, you can't come back. You can't leave the stadium and come back. So, you know, OSU has had to work pretty hard to develop some sort of tailgate atmosphere over the years, and I've been with them, and they tailgate, and it's, you know, it's a good time. But one of the big things was that, you know, at halftime, you could go back out to the tailgate, and you could, you know, crack open your own beer or whatever you were drinking.
That's what they used to do at Florida when they were rolling in the 90s, and everybody was like, man, it's so ratcheted up in the second half. It's like, yeah, because everybody left, got tanked, and came back in. That was a thing. I've been there twice when that happened. They stopped allowing them to do that, though. Maybe that's why the vibe hadn't been the same out there.
Well, and that whole, you know, not winning as much does it, too.
Yeah, that's true. Thank you, Melissa, very much. We appreciate that. Dolly Parton just released a picture of her and Burt Reynolds from back in the day, and she said, oh, how sad I am today, along with Burt's millions of fans around the world as we mourn one of our favorite leading men. I know we will always remember his funny laugh, that mischievous sparkle in his eye, and his quirky sense of humor. You will always be my favorite sheriff. Rest in peace, my little buddy. I will always love you, Dolly. If you hadn't heard, Burt Reynolds passed away at the age of 82 today.